It's Averis Throwback Station, Q102. Good afternoon. It's your big daddy, Victor Zaragoza. And today I am blessed to have two ladies with me in the studio who have been doing it for a while, a lot longer than I have, because if I try it, it hurts my knees. And I'm talking about dancing, because I could only have the Golden State Warriors, the Warriors dance team in the house with me. Ladies, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Now, I have Hanny with me, right?
Yes.
Okay, Hanny with an H.
Yes.
Got to make sure. And then Christina with a K.
It's Christy.
Oh, Christy with a K. My bad.
Go.
My bad.
No, I'm sorry. You're fine.
All right. I already got one brownie point thrown right out the door on me. So that's Christy with a K. So ladies, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Now, the reason you are here is because I understand there's some auditions going on for the Warriors dance team, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? When is it? How can people get into it? And just give me all the details so we can make sure we get everybody out there.
Well, great. We have tons of details for you. So basically, we have an umbrella of a Warriors dance team, and we have a girl squad, which is referred to as the Gold Squad. We have auditions coming up this Saturday, July 13th. Registration is at 10 a.m., and it starts at 11 a.m. And we also are going to be having a new Blue City Crew, which is going to be composed of guys this year.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're going to be collabing with the Gold Squad about at 15 games this season. So we're super excited about that. So if there's any guys that are interested in being a part of the Warriors organization or just loves to perform, come out and audition.
So it's only 15 games because the men can't keep up with the ladies, right? Pretty much. You, the way you laughed, I said, yes. I mean, I'm a guy myself. So, I mean, so what do you tell the fellas then if they've never done something like this? Like, say someone like me, other than first lose weight, and I'm okay with that because I ain't missing any meals, so I know how that works out. Because I can just imagine the endurance you have to go through this, because I've seen you ladies out there dancing.
Right.
And yeah. I get tired of watching you dancing. Not that I get tired because of what you're doing. I get tired because I'm like, how do you do that? I'm out of breath.
Right. No. So actually, I feel like the Bay Area has a lot of guys that are into dancing and performing in
right.
the city. And
yeah.
so actually, they're actually going to be holding a prep class Tuesday, July 23rd at 9 p.m. at the Bay Club. So if guys kind of want to get a feel of what the team's going to be like and what it's going to offer for the season with the Warriors, come out and get a taste of what the Blue City Crew is going to be like.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. But why are you opening the doors to the male now? When it's never really been seen in the NBA. I mean, we see it in the NFL. You know, the I believe it's the Los Angeles Rams. They've mm-hmm. allowed, you know, men to get out there as well, too. And, mm-hmm. and it's a trend, and I'm sure it's going to go very, very well. I got no problem with that.
Right.
But why the association now? Why is that opening up now?
Well, like I said, I think there's a lot of guys in the Bay Area that are into performing and dancing. And also under the Warriors Dance Team umbrella, we still have Hardwood Classics, which includes both male and female dancers, which is the senior team. And then we also have the Breakers and Junior Jam. So those are also including male and female dancers. So we thought, why not add something and do some collaborations with the guy squad?
Oh, there you go. Like junior jammers, they can jam.
Oh, they're the cutest. They're the cutest.
Yeah, they, I mean, you ladies get us going in between timeouts, stuff like that, and, you know, you get us all riled up. But when them little kids come out there, start doing all them little dances,
yeah.
Oh, they really get us going.
They're
they get
crowd pleasers for sure.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned something about a senior crew.
Yes.
What's the age on that?
Yes. So our Hardwood Classics team is our seniors team. Last season was the first season for that team, and they did phenomenal. I think they were another crowd pleaser for the Warriors games. That age is going to be 55 and plus as of October of 2019.
Christy looked at me like, oh, you can be in that. I'm not that age yet, woman.
Okay,
I'm not there
not
yet.
Like
I'm
that.
Not there. You looked at me
you
like, oh, you know what? You
can
join the classic,
sir.
Victor. I'm not that old yet. Just because I got the gray going on right here. I don't color it like other people do. I don't fake it. But no, I'm not quite that old yet to get to that point. But that's awesome, though. I'm glad to see that. You know, that's one thing about the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors have, ever since the new owners came in with Joe Lacob, you see that they have opened up doors a lot wider
yes,
than any
sure.
other team in the association. I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about any other team, but you just see as the organization, they just do a whole lot more for the community and allow a whole lot more.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
So Christy, how long have you been dancing for the Warriors?
I just finished my second season and I am a third season hopeful coming this Saturday.
So you are a veteran.
I am,
there
yes,
you go.
And I love that status. It's been fabulous.
And Hanny, what about you?
I've been dancing on the Warriors for four seasons.
For four seasons?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're oldie
she's
now, girl. You're
oldie. I don't know what happened.
You have a captain in your presence, sir.
A captain? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay, well, cool. Yeah, I've known a few ladies who've danced. I mean, we're going back. You looked at me like, yeah, I know Victor how old that is. but yeah,
there
no,
you
we,
go.
You know, I've known different ladies who've danced, and they've jumped around from the 49ers Gold Rush and also the Raider Reds, and some have danced in the, you know, the Golden State Warriors. So I love to see that when they stick around in the Bay Area and keep doing that. Now, you said a hopeful, Christy. That means every year you have to audition, correct?
Yes.
Wow. So how much pressure is that after the first year, now that you got 2 years in there?
You know, we were actually just talking about that before we came in here to speak with you. And I was kind of telling Hanny, I was like, I feel like it's so much fun. This is just something that we enjoy doing. And I get more pumped than I do, like, nervous. Except for, I was kind of saying, maybe right before we audition, I get a little anxious. But other than that, I feel like it's just super exciting. I mean, it's something that we're passionate about and we love to do, so why not be excited about it?
And what about you, Hanny? Since you've been doing it a lot longer than everybody else.
I feel like for me, like, definitely passionate about it. I feel like even though I've done it for four seasons, I still feel that feeling of being anxious. And this is just because I want to perform the best that I can, make sure that I show up and represent my team.
Now, I know the answer is no when I say this, but you really don't walk in there with a chip on your shoulder and say, oh, I got this. I got 4 years in my bag. Is it that much more for you to say, like, I really, because you just said, you know, you really want to dance to the best of your ability. Is it just that much more harder? Or do you feel like sometimes, like, you know what? I have this. I can be good. Well, you know what? Let me rephrase that question because I don't want anyone listening to think like, oh, well, she thinks she's all that, or she's conceited, or even being cocky. So let me ask you this. With that being said, all right, what can you tell someone who's coming in? So that way they can be like, oh, you know what? I have that same type of motivation as Christy, or I have that same type of motivation as Hanny. So I know I have an opportunity. Because, you know, people listening are probably going, oh, I cannot hang with them. I cannot dance like them. I don't have the motivation to be like them. What puts you at that level where, like, I have this confidence to go in there? So that maybe there's a female or even male now that can think, like, you know what? I have the same type of confidence and or motivation as Christy and Hanny. So let's rephrase it that way instead, so people don't think, oh, she's all that now. you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right? So I feel like the way that I approach auditions is just an opportunity to show off the best of my ability.
Right.
Yes. So I feel like also you are surrounded by people who share the same passion as you. And you could just gather inspiration from them. We all dance differently, so you could just, like, pull off of Christy's energy. Or you see maybe someone new who, like, is so talented at hip-hop and just, like, try to learn from them. So, like, for me, I see auditions as just, like, a learning process, as well as a process where I could, like, showcase my talent, hoping to be on the team.
There you go. What about you, Christy?
Right, yes. Well, my thing is you never know if you don't show up and at least try.
There you go.
If it's something that you're passionate about, come out and try. Just show up at auditions, be confident, be who you are, do something that you love, and have fun.
I like that.
Yes.
I do that in everything in life, and believe me, it works out a whole lot better.
It does. Yeah.
Because and if you don't succeed in it, in the sense of, now I don't want to say succeed because it wasn't yours, at least you know you tried. And either next time you're going to try that much harder, or you know what to work on.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, and it works with everything in life.
A base for it.
Works with everything in life. All right, so the auditions are going on this Saturday.
Correct.
All right, and give that information out again, and any websites, any phone numbers, or where they can get the whole detail. Now, of course, there's going to be a link right here on this website at Q102SF.com that's going to send people the information on that. But if you guys can give me information again, please.
All information for any prep classes and audition dates for all of the squads underneath the Warriors Dance Team umbrella is going to be found at warriors.com/dance team.
Okay, and then that, of course, be the Warriors Dance Team Gold Squad, the Warriors Dance Team Blue Crew, which is, of course, the men 18 and up.
Yes.
The Hard Work Classic for the oldies. I'm not that old yet. The Junior Jam Squad, and then there's also the GS Breakers.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, the GS Breakers, I imagine that's hip hop dancing, that's break dancing.
Is that what it is?
It is break dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not me. I go down, I ain't getting back up.
They're a great group of guys. They've actually performed at the All-Star game for the NBA games the past two seasons.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, that team is co-ed as well. There's a couple of females on that team. So definitely come and try out if you're interested in break dancing.
You know, I used to do music a long time ago, and I ain't lying. Some of the female dancers that were in my group were a whole lot better than the guy dancers. I'm just saying, I know some other guys are going to hit me up and say, Victor, how can you say that about me? I'm just being truthful.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, I'm glad I can mix like that. I'm really happy to see also that the men have the availability and the opportunity to get into the squad here with the Golden State Warriors. I mean, what a great opportunity, especially coming into the new arena, the Chase Center. You guys excited about that?
We're ecstatic. We cannot wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be something. Now, I want to wish you both the best. I hope you both make the squad.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, I, like I said, I was thinking about it when the men, but I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll pass out water bottles or towels or something like that, and I can help out in that way, one shape or another. But ladies, thank you again for your time. I appreciate it. And again, I wish you both the best, and I hope to see you in the squad, because my son and I have some tickets, so we're out there all the time.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're hoping that you know, we can see you again in the squad this year. And if either one of you two don't make it, give me a name and number, and I will complain. I got your back, ladies.
Thank you. This is so great. Thank you.
So, of course, it is going down this weekend. The Golden State Warriors dance team. You want to audition for any one of them, all the information on our website right here at Q102SF.com.